I'm happy to be here with you.
早晨，好開心嚟到兒童崇拜。
Glad to see all of you, despite how cold it is outside.
出邊好凍，但係都見到大家都嚟到。
In churches today, there's one of two emphases.
喺教會現代嘅教會嚟講咧，我哋都好側重有兩個方面。
It's something that the leaders of churches wrestle with all the time.
好多時候，我哋作為教會領袖嘅，都睇住呢兩方面嚟到睇。
They have to decide whether they want to be a church that is growing in number or growing in its spiritual life.
教會嘅領袖好多時候就睇啦，我哋嘅教會要喺數量方面嚟嘅增長啊，定係喺質量嚟到增長
？Are we going to emphasize quality or quantity?
我哋要睇質量啊，定係睇數量咧
？Because leaders often feel that.There are limited resources.
因為教會嘅領袖都睇到自己有限嘅資源。
You only have so much time.
我哋時間係有限。
You only have so much manpower.
我哋人手都係有限。
And so, what should we emphasize?
所以我哋嘅側重點應該喺邊邊咧
？So when we talk about quality, we're talking again about people's spiritual life.
我哋講到質量嘅就係講到人嘅屬靈嘅生命。
We're talking about discipleship.
我哋講到係門徒訓練。
As people see the world, they see that the world is falling away from God's word.
我哋睇到喺世人都係離開咗神嘅真道。
And so we have to make our people stronger.
所以我哋要我哋嘅會友能夠喺呢個信仰上面扎根。
We need to go deeper in the Christian life.
喺我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命上面嚟講係有根有基。
So they will emphasize Sunday school.
所以我哋可能會側重喺主日學嘅教導。
Fellowship.
在團契的教導
and discipleship program.
和我們的門徒訓練的計劃
But then there are other people, other leaders who would say, no, no, no.
但有一些教會領袖就會說不要看這件事
Instead, we need to emphasize evangelism.
我們應該是看看傳福音
There are souls to be saved.
因為外面還有很多靈魂需要拯救
Yes, we are living in an era where people are falling away from God's word.
没错，我们在这个世界上世代里面就是看到人离开真道。
That means the end times must be coming.
即是说末日的时期已经到了。
And so we need to save as many as possible.
所以我们的责任就是要拯救更加多的灵魂。
And so their focus is on outreach.
所以他们的专注点就是要传福音
emphasis on evangelism
要是将这个福音带到去这个群体里面来传福音
and emphasis on missions
就是 要做宣教
and so what are we to do
但是我们要怎么做呢
well let's look at the first church
我们看回早期教会初期教会的时候
and when I say the first church I don't mean the first Baptist church or Boston or something like that
在英文那里说第一间教会就不是讲这个在某一个地方是他第一间教会
what I mean is the early church or the original church
现在说的是早期的教会初期的教会就是最初第一间的教会
the church was started on the day of Pentecost
这个教会怎样成立的呢就是在五旬节的时候成立的
We see the accounts of this in the book of Acts
在使徒行传的有记载到这间教会的成立
Now as we look at this early church we recognize the early church was not a perfect church
我们看到初期教会看到它的记载的时候就看到初期教会其实都不是一间完美的教会
It's not a perfect church because it was filled with people
就是因为为什么它不是完美呢就是因为教会里面都是人。
And people are not perfect.
人就是不是完美的。
The church was not perfect.
所以教会就不是完美了。
But it did a lot of good things that were right.
但是在初期教会里面有很多事情他们做对了。
And so we want to look at those things and see there are things that we should be doing as aren't in our church.
所以我们今天看一看初期教会他们所做的事来看看我们教会也都可以实行的。
And we want to look at particularly, did they emphasize quality or quantity
今天我们想看一看就是从这个角度究竟初期教会它是侧重在质量还是数量方面呢
and I think as we study the book of Acts well first we will see that indeed there was an emphasis on quality
我们看到这个初期教会的记载我们很看得清楚最初的时候他们在质量方面是注重的
they were, emphasized the spiritual life
他们很看得重信徒那个的属灵的生命
Now we know that the book of Acts was written by Luke
我们知道使徒行传是路加所写的
We know that he wrote the Gospel of Luke first.
路加亦都系写路加福音嘅作者。
And you might say that the Book of Acts is sort of a continuation of that Gospel.
就好似《使徒行传》咧，你可以睇得到就系好似就系路加福音嘅延续。
In the Gospel of Luke, it describes the life of Christ.
喺路加福音里边，记路加作者记载咗耶稣嘅一生。
And particularly, it emphasizes at the end the death.And the resurrection and the ascension of Christ.
就尤其是喺路加福音嘅最尾嘅时候，有记载到耶稣基督嘅受死、复活同埋升天。
And at the end of the book of Luke, it describes how Jesus ascended into heaven.
亦都喺路加福音最后嘅时候，有记载到耶稣基督点样升天。
And he said that you, his disciples, were going to be witnesses.
咁佢又讲到耶稣基督道，因为门徒讲就话你就会成为我嘅见证。
And we see this repeated in the book of Acts.
呢个喺使徒行传呢件呢个嘅主题继续嘅出现。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria.And to the end of the earth.
特别系喺《使徒行传》嘅第一章第八节有讲过，达圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
And we see that in Acts chapter 2, this is fulfilled.
喺《使徒行传》第二章嘅时候，我哋睇到呢个咁嘅事实就实现咗啦。
The Jewish people had gathered on the day of Pentecost.To celebrate the feast of Pentecost.
呢度记载到当时候犹太人就系喺五旬节嘅时候就喺度庆祝呢个五旬节。
The feast of Pentecost celebrated the giving of the law to Moses.
呢个五旬节当时候嘅犹太教里边就系话系喺庆祝摩西颁布律法嘅呢件事。
But here on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is given to the church.
在当年这一次的五旬节的庆祝活动里面，圣灵就降临在他们身上了。
And Peter, empowered by the Holy Spirit, preached a powerful message.
使徒彼得就受到圣灵的感动，有大有能力地来到讲道。
And many of those Jews who were unbelievers at that time repented and came and converted to Christianity.
当时候一大班嘅犹太人，佢哋都悔改，能够愿意相信耶稣基督。
And so in Acts chapter 2 verse 41, it says, And so those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
于是乎就讲到今日嘅读到嘅经文，喺二章第四十一节嗰度话，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
That means there were 3,000 spiritual babies that were born.
你想想当日就是有3,000个属灵的婴孩诞生了。
Now this may be a pastor's dream, wouldn't it?
这个可能做牧师的一个的梦想。
They have so many people come to Christ all at once.
突然间一下子有这么多的人一起信耶稣。
But it could also be a pastor's nightmare.
但也都可能是牧师的一个很头痛的噩梦。
Because...These are spiritual babies.
因为他们全部都是属灵上面的婴孩。
They don't know much about God or God's word.
他们大概都不知道对于神没什么认识对神的话都没什么认识。
They need a lot of help and care.
这一班的信徒需要很多的支持和教导。
And so in some sense, this was the responsibility of the apostles.
咁咧，当时候嗰啲门徒十二个使徒就系要负责喂养呢3,000个嘅信徒。
And the apostles knew from the Great Commission that it was not enough just to baptize them.
咁咧，当时候嘅使徒知道咧，耶稣基督嘅吩咐就系唔系净系话将呢一班嘅信徒就同佢哋受洗就得噶。
We know from the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20 that they were to make disciples.
因为当时候使徒知得到咧，喺马太福音第28章记载嘅就系耶稣基督颁布佢哋嘅大使命，就系要佢哋使万民作佢嘅门徒。
And so it goes on to say that baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
跟住再讲嘅就系奉父子圣灵嘅名给他们施洗。
So in the book of Acts, they did this. They baptized 3,000 people.
所以喺 在《使徒行传》就记载到那3000人同一时间信耶稣，有一班使徒就跟他们一起受洗。
But the Great Commission goes on to say, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you.
但是在大使命里面，耶稣基督也吩咐你们都教训他凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
That doesn't take, certainly takes more than a day.
所以要去教训这3000个信徒的时候，当然一日之内不可能教训到他们。
That's certainly going to take a lifetime.
可能就是一辈子来到去慢慢来到去教导他们。
But they began this task of helping these spiritual babies become mature.
但是当日使徒就开始了这个门徒训练的事工了。
And we see what they did in verses 42 to 47.And also describes the results.
咁我哋喺41节至47节咧，就睇到咧呢个第一间嘅教会咧，佢哋系点样生活啦。
Verse 42, it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
呢个讲到话，佢哋都恒心遵守使徒嘅教训。
Now we don't have time to discuss everything that's in here, but I certainly want to point out some things.
嗱，呢度記載咗當時候嘅信徒咧做好多嘢嘅，但係咧，我而家就係提要式嘅咁樣講，佢哋喺度做緊啲乜
？First in verse 42, it says that the church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
所以呢度第一點講到嘅就係初期嘅教會，佢哋恆心嘅遵守使徒嘅教訓。
That word devoted means that they were focused.
这个讲到恒心的就是他们很专注的。
They were not distracted by other things.
他们没有被其他外间的东西来去阻挠他们的专注。
Instead, they were committed to certain things.
他们立志的来去专注在这个教训上面。
One of the things was teaching.
其中一个专注的就是教训。
They were focused on the apostles' teachings.
他们专注在使徒的教训。
Now, the apostles,were people that God appointed as messengers.
使徒是主耶稣基督在地上所设立的，作为他一个出口。
God authenticated their credentials, you might say, through signs and wonders.
神亦都引证了他们使徒的身份是透过一些的神迹奇事。
We could trust the fact that they had a message from God because of the miraculous things they did.
所以我们很肯定相信的，神是设立了他们作为使徒，因为看得到他们所行的神迹奇事。
Because at that time they didn't have the New Testament as we do.
因为当时候在使徒时代，他们根本就没有这个新约圣经。
But the church was focused on their teaching.
但是呢，当时候第一间教会呢，他们所恒心遵守的就是使徒的教训。
And so, certainly there was a lot of head knowledge, you might say.
所以可能当时候就你会觉得话好多喺头脑上嘅知识。
But hopefully there was also application and obedience in their lives.
但亦都希望系从头脑上嘅知识可以系用喺佢哋日常生活上边。
But they were devoted not only to teaching but also to fellowship. It says.
佢哋专注嘅唔单止系使徒嘅教训，仲有系彼此嘅交接。
Fellowship means sharing our lives with one another.
呢个彼此交接就系佢哋将佢哋嘅生命同其他人分享。
The Bible tells us that we need to love one another.
在圣经里面说我们要彼此来到相爱。
To pray for one another.
我们要互相来到代祷。
To build up one another.
我们互相的来到建立。
Sometimes even to rebuke one another.
甚至的有时候我们互相的来到斥责。
And how do we do that?
我们怎样做呢?
We can't do it just by coming to worship service.Shaking a few hands and leaving.
我哋唔可能就系话星期日就聚会嚟到崇拜之后握手跟住就翻屋企嘅。
It goes beyond just listening to a teacher.
呢个唔系净系话一个教师喺度喺台上面教导就得噶。
It means that we have to be involved in each other's lives.
呢个系讲到我哋作为信徒嘅话，我哋要同其他信徒嘅生命上面有分享。
Now we just said that they had 3,000 new babies.
记得头先我哋讲到话，同一日有3000个属灵嘅 BB 诞生。
And I'm sure that everyone knew each other.
我好相信咧，嗰3000人咧，大家都好多都熟悉嘅。
But they must have known some people.
我哋嗰3000人都未必话全部熟悉，但系咧，佢可能有几个咧，佢哋会识嘅。
They must have broken down that 3,000 people into smaller groups.
因为嗰3000人太多嘅时候咧，可能咧就当时候就将佢哋分成小组。
So we have to do this in our church as well.
你睇翻我哋自己 教会咧，我哋亦都要咁样分成小组。
That we don't know everyone, but we can know some people.
可能喺教会里边，你唔可能认识晒所有嘅人，但系咧喺我哋呢个教会里边，你可能认识一啲小撮嘅人。
And so we have fellowship groups, we have small groups.We have Sunday school class.
所以我们又有团契小组的设立，也都有主日学的设立。
We also see that there was an emphasis on worship in this new church.
也都看得到第一初期的教会，他们也都是专注在敬拜的上面。
There were people that were praising God.
这个那里有人在敬拜神。
And they were also remembering particularly the Lord's death.
亦都系特别嘅，系纪念到主耶稣基督嘅死。
In fact, it mentions twice in this passage the breaking of bread.
呢度有两次嘅经文提到咧，系佢哋去擘饼。
And I would say that perhaps they had meals together as well as observe Holy Communion.
我深信咧，嗰三千人咧，大家一齐有用饭嘅时间，但系更加重要嘅，佢哋会经常嘅嚟到擘饼嚟到纪念主。
And then the last part of verse 42, it says that they were also devoted to prayer.
喺第四十二节最后一句就讲到话，佢哋好恒心嘅嚟到祈祷。
I highlighted that word devoted for a reason.
呢度有讲到佢哋好恒切嘅嚟到祈祷。
It's used about 10 times in the New Testament.
呢度佢讲个恒心咧、恒切咧，系有喺新约圣经里边多次嘅使用。
But six out of those 10 times, it's talking about being devoted to prayer.
喺新约圣经里边有十次嘅提到恒心，但系咧呢个恒心呢个字咧有六次都系讲到系恒心祈祷嘅。
That means prayer is not easy.
即是说呢祈祷不是容易的功课。
It's hard work.
是一个很难的功课来的。
But yet this church was committed and focused upon prayer.
但是初期教会他们就愿意恒心的来到在祈祷的功课上面落功夫。
And so we need to be a church also that is focused and committed to prayer.
所以我们看回我们自己教会，我们的教会也都应该在祷告上面这个功课来到恒心的来到做这个功课。
And then this was a church that was caring and giving to one another.
经文继续记载到这个教会是一个很关心的教会。
They're described as a people that were generous.
这里讲到当时候的信徒是很慷慨的。
They would sell their possessions and give to others who had need.
他们会卖了自己的田产家业来到去凡物公用，这样来到去提供各人所需用的。
And in verse 46,It mentions that they were doing this day by day.
这里第四十六节说他们每一日都是这样做。
So this was a church that was not filled with Sunday Christians.
这里讲到初期的教会，他们班信徒不是只是礼拜日来聚会的。
But they were Christians in their homes, in their workplaces, all throughout the week.
所以他们在一个礼拜整个礼拜里面每一日他们都要做基督徒应该做的事。
And so certainly we see that there was an emphasis on spiritual growth in this early church.
所以看回整个图画来看，就是初期的教会他们 很着重这个质量，这个属灵的生命的成长。
The church was helping people to grow to maturity in Christ.
当时的教会是帮助信徒在属灵生命上面来有成长。
And that's what all these spiritual activities are all about.
所以当时候教会所有的这些属灵的活动呢，都是为着信徒的属灵生命成长。
Because disciples means a follower of Jesus.
因为作为门徒的就是要跟随耶稣。
And we want to build up people so that they think, feel, and act.Like Jesus.
我们就要建立一班信徒，他们就是他们的行动，他们的思想，他们的感受都是耶稣基督一样。
So if we were to, as we look at the book of Acts, we would say definitely they were focused on quality.
所以我们看到刚才的使徒行传的记载，初期的教会他们是侧重了在质量。
But I could also say that the early church was also focused onquantity.
但换句话来看，由当时有教会呢，亦都在数量上面有侧重的。
Now this is not found in just one passage.
这个不是说在一段经文可以看得到的。
But rather as you read the book of Acts, you see the growth, numerical growth of the church.
但你睇到喺《使徒行传》里边咧，其实教会咧系不断喺度增长，喺人数上面增长。
Now you don't have to turn to these passages, but just listen and hear how there was an emphasis on quantity.
Okay, 嗱，大家唔需要去翻开呢个经文，但系咧，我哋听住啊以下读嘅经文咧，你会睇得到、感受得到，当时候教会咧喺数量上边系有增长
嘅。Now in Acts chapter 1, the first chapter, verse 15, it mentions that they were about 120 people after Christ's ascension.
喺《使徒行传》第一章嗰阵，第十五节嗰度咧，喺耶稣基督升天的时候，当时候的信徒的数目大概是120。
And that's probably less than the number of people in this sanctuary right now.
当时候的信徒的数目是少过我们现在礼堂所坐的人。
You had the apostles and the other Christian believers, they added up to maybe 120.
当时候120人呢，就大概是就是当时候的使徒啦，同埋有其他的信徒一起。
But then we read after Peter's sermon, 3,000 people came to Christ.
所以头先亦都讲过啦，当使徒彼得喺讲完道之后咧，一下子就有3,000人信耶稣。
So now there are 3,120 Christians.
所以当时候嘅教会嘅人数咧，就会变成咗3,120人。
We saw at the end of Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it says, "And the Lord added to their number." Day by day, those who were being saved.
呢度讲到第二章《使徒行传》第二章最尾嗰一节咧，呢度讲话主将得救嘅人咧，天天加给他们。
In Acts chapter 4, verse 4, it says there were that many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men who came to about 5,000.
去到《使徒行传》第四章嘅记载咧。就是听到之人之多，有好多信嘅男丁嘅数目已经去到5,000人。
So it started at 120.
所以初期嘅教会由120人开始。
Then you get 3,120.
跟住变成咗3,120人。
And now at chapter 4, it's 5,000.
去到使徒行传第四章嘅时候，教会人数已经去到5,000人。
And it didn't stop there.
但呢度唔係淨係話去到嗰度就停喎。
Maybe after that they stopped counting the number, but they were still growing.
可能去到5,000人之後咧，佢哋唔再數人數啦，但係咧人數不斷嘅每日嘅加增。
For instance, Acts chapter 5 verse 14, it says, "And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women."
喺第五章《使徒行传》第五章第14节嗰度咧，话信而归主嘅人越发增多，连男带女很多。
And then in Acts chapter 6, verse 7, the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
一直去到《使徒行传》第六章咧，上帝嘅道兴旺起嚟，喺耶路撒冷门徒嘅数目加增的甚多。也有许多祭司顺从了这道。
So I would say that based on these verses, that the early church not only emphasized quality but quantity.
我可以睇得到头先听嘅经文里边，当时候初期教会唔单止系侧重喺质量，佢哋喺数量上面不断嘅增长。
They were not only concerned with spiritual growth.But also numerical growth.
他们不单止是在属灵上面的属灵生命上面的增长，他们在数量上面也都是增长。
And I would say God is concerned with numerical growth in His church.
所以我可以看得到，就是神也都是看重在教会里面人数的增长。
He wants to see more and more people become followers of Jesus.
神好希望睇一件更加多人系信耶稣。
Now certainly there's a danger in an emphasis on numerical growth.
喺如果我哋系睇人数增长嗰度咧，会有一个危险。
Sometimes we see these numbers as just statistics.
有阵时我哋睇到一个数字，人数嘅数字嘅时候，我哋就话呢个系一个统计啫。
Some pastors look at the attendance and the number of baptisms as just like profit for the company.
就好似一间 公司佢睇个盈利咁样咧，一个牧师咧，我话好危险嘅，就系睇到佢教会嗰个嘅每个礼拜出席嘅人数啦，或者系受洗嘅人数咧，就好似成为咗佢一个嘅指标。
But we need to remember that these numbers represent people.
但系要记得每一个嘅数目都系一个嘅生命。
They represent souls.
一个嘅灵魂。
And so God is in the people business.
神系喺人嘅当中嚟到工作嘅。
God so loved the world, the people, that he gave his only son.
神因为爱世人，所以佢先将独生子俾我。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, God does not wish that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
喺彼得后书第三章九节，神话到咧，佢不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says,God desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
在提摩太前书第二章四节也都讲到话，神是愿意万人得救，明白真道。
So to say that God is not interested in numerical growth, I would say is wrong.
所以如果有人话神是不看这个数字的增长的话，那这个是错的。
But certainly it should not be something that we should take credit for.
但是我们看得到有数字的增长的时候呢，不是因为我们的能力。
There could be pastors, there can be very proudful of how big their church is.
有一些牧师可能是很觉得很威风，我们的教会很大，很多人。
There could be individuals who could be so proud that they led so many people to Christ.
也都可能有人在当中的话，我带了很多人信耶稣了，所以就骄傲。
But we need to remember, it is God who changes and transforms a person.
所以记得的就是只有神的工作才可以有人信耶稣。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit to transform and change people's lives.
只有圣灵的工作才可以改变一个人的生命。
We cannot take credit.
我们不可能说是我们的工作。
We are just instruments in God's hands.
我们是在神的手中的一个器皿，一个工具。
But at the same time, we should not shy away from numerical growth.
但是另外一方面就是我们不应该完全不提这个人数的增长。
So as we look at the book of Acts, we see that the early church emphasized spiritual growth and numerical growth.
所以看得到初期的教会，它是侧重两方面的，在质量的增长和在数量的增长。
That both quality and quantity were important.
是两样都重要，质量和数量都重要。
So, how do we apply this to our church?
这个我们怎么可以应用在我们自己教会里面呢?
Let me share with you a few points.
大家或者容许我在这里提一提有几点。
Number one, that a certain congregation may emphasize quality or quantity depending on the situation.
在我们的不同的堂会里面呢，可能我们会侧重在质量或者是数量那边的，就是看一个当时候堂会那个的状况。
Now in the previous hour, I just preached at the Mandarin service here.
刚刚今早上我在这里的国语堂来到去讲道。
And if you know anything about the Mandarin service, you recognize that many of them came to Christ very recently.
大家可能知道国语堂的会友呢，是很多都是最近这几年才信耶稣的。
They have a lot of baptisms in recent years.
我们看到过去几年的受洗的受浸的人数都是在国语堂很大部分出来的。
And so they have a lot of young Christians.
所以在国语堂的里面呢，我们看到有很多的是的信徒，是初信的信徒。
And so the emphasis should be on spiritual growth.
所以在国语堂我们就应该是侧重在属灵生命的建造。
The emphasis should be on quality.
我们在国语堂应该是侧重在质量。
Helping people to grow and be disciples of Christ.
是帮助我们的国语堂的会众能够成为一个门徒。
But in this congregation, we have many people who have been Christians for many, many years.
但是看回我们现在二堂的会众，我们当中有很多已经信了耶稣很久了。
They know a lot about the Bible.
我们对圣经的知识都很熟悉了。
Maybe we need to be more emphasizing quantity.
所以我们在二堂的时候，我们可能要想一想，就是我们应该在数量那边来再侧重。
We need to think about ways about how we can share our faith with other people.
就要諗下我哋點樣可以將我哋呢個嘅信仰嚟到分享俾更加多人嚟到去知道。
And so depending on the congregation, we may emphasize one quality or quantity.
所以喺唔同嘅堂會裏面，我哋可能係側重喺質量，有能亦都可能係側重喺數量方面。
The second point of application is that quality sometimes can produce quantity.
就另外有一點咧，就係好得意嘅嘢，就係當你喺質量嗰度注重嘅時候咧，數量就會嚟嘅。
That is an emphasis on spiritual growth can result in numerical growth。
當我哋係著重點係放喺屬靈生命嘅建造上邊咧，嗰啲會眾嗰啲人數就會增添嘅。
Certainly, we see this in that early church。
呢個我哋喺頭先喺初期教會見得到。
We looked at Acts chapter 2 and talked about how they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to worship and other things, prayer.
亦都頭先講到喺《使徒行傳》第二章嘅時候，初期教會咧，佢哋係喺着重喺使徒嘅教訓啦，佢哋嘅彼此嘅交接啦、擘餅啦，同埋祈禱方面。
But at the end of that description, it says in verse 47, "And the Lord added to their number day by day."Those who were being saved.
頭先亦都講過話，佢哋因為咁樣做嘅原因咧，就主咧就將得救嘅人咧，天天加俾佢哋。
So as people were growing to be like Christ, they were attracting people to Christ.
當一班信徒佢哋喺屬靈嘅生命上邊能夠跟上耶穌嘅時候咧，就其他未信嘅人咧就會被吸引到佢哋當中。
As people acted the way lived the way Jesus lived, they drew people.
当信徒嗰个嘅生活系似耶稣基督嘅时候咧，佢哋嘅生活嘅见证就会吸引到嗰啲未信嘅人嚟到。
As we live our lives in righteousness, as we live our lives in compassion, in love, people are attracted.
所以我哋喺生活嘅里边，我哋彰显到神嗰个嘅慈爱、嗰个嘅怜悯、嗰个嘅公义嘅时候咧，其他未信嘅人就会被吸引到我
们。And this is what was happening in that early church.
所以呢个就系喺初期教会嘅事实。
Because they wanted to be in a community like these Christians.
因为嗰啲未信嘅人喺外边睇得到呢班基督徒嘅生活嘅时候，佢哋就好想喺同埋喺齐喺埋一齐。
So an emphasis on spiritual life.Can also produce numerical growth.
所以原来你着重喺属灵生命嘅上边嘅质量嘅时候咧，嗰啲人数就会加增。
But I would say the other way is also true.
但系亦都睇得到另外反过嚟，亦都系有可能噶。
An emphasis on quantity, numerical growth, can also produce quality.
在另反过来看呢，就是如果我们着眼点是在要人数增多的时候呢，那个质量也都可能会带得到你的。
Many of you know that in the early years of our church, this church was originally a Cantonese speaking church.
在我们波顺环布道会初期的时候，我们只有广东话的崇拜。
They had one worship service.
只有一堂的广东话崇拜。
And as the children grew up and didn't know Cantonese as well,They made it a bilingual service with Cantonese and English.
咁開始有啲細路啦，有土生啦，咁佢哋咧就唔講廣東話啦。於是乎，慢慢變成咗同一堂嘅崇拜，用廣東話講道，英語翻譯。
And 1979, they moved into this building and had a bilingual service here.
所以喺1979年呢個教會，我呢個教會嗰個建築物落成嘅時候咧，當時候嘅崇拜咧係兩個語言嘅，廣東話講到英語翻譯。
That's why they built this pulpit very wide with two microphones.
所以你睇得到我哋呢個講台係特別寬闊，有特別係有兩個麥嘅，我嚟做翻譯。
Because that was the norm when we built this church.It was to have one bilingual service.
所以因为当时候的崇拜是很常常见到的现象，就是要翻译的，所以就连我们设计的讲台的时候都要这样做。
So when we moved into this building, it was probably less than 200 people.
当我们开始使用这个教会的时候，这个建筑物的时候，大概我们的会众是少过200个人。
But as the church began to grow, it becameCrowded in this sanctuary.
咁慢慢我哋嘅教会嘅人数慢慢增多嘅时候，我哋呢个礼堂亦都系坐满晒啦。
In those days, they didn't have the technology to have closed circuit TV.
咁当时候咧，我哋根本就冇闭路电视嗰个嘅技术咧，可以做喺楼下副堂做闭路电视啦。
And so there were people sort of being very crowded。
咁所以咧，就我哋呢度好挤拥嘅，排晒凳咁样噶。
Sometimes people even standing。
有一啲啊，就喺后边咧要企喺度嚟有聚会噶。
And so the leaders had to figure out what to do。
所以我哋教会嘅领导咧，就喺度商讨下我哋点样做啦。
And so many of the English speaking were asking for an English only service。
所以喺当中嘅只系讲英文嘅土生咧，佢哋就要求咧开办一个英语崇拜。
And 30 years ago, 1983, they began an English service here。
咁咧，于是乎喺1983年，已经系30年前啦，我哋就开始咗英语堂嘅崇拜。
One year later, 1984, it resulted in 25% growth in our church for both congregations.
喺就系咁样分开咗，有英语崇拜之后，有两堂嘅崇拜之后，喺一年之内，我哋教会系有25%嘅增长，喺两堂嘅喺广东话堂同埋英文堂都有25%嘅增长。
And with these two worship services, there were two, in some sense, separate ministries.
当分开咗有中文堂同埋英文堂之后咧，就我哋变成咗有两大个嘅事工啦。
And they were able to minister to the English speaking and the Cantonese speaking better.
咁于是乎，作为要侍奉广东话嘅会众嘅，同埋或者系侍奉英文嘅会众嘅话，咁我哋嘅事工就做得更加好。
And this is sort of the problem that, in some sense, all Chinese churches have.
这个是在北美华人教会经常面对的问题。
That they have to figure out how to minister to people in different languages.
就是在北美华人教会面对的会众，他们是讲不同的语言。
And we had to get big enough so that we could have these two separate ministries.
但是我们教会一定要有人数够多的时候，我们才能够分开有两种不同语言的聚会。
And so here, I think this is where quantity produces quality.
所以我们教会当时候看得到的就是当人数增加的时候质量也都增加了。
That the growth in numbers resulted in more effective ministry in helping people to grow spiritually.
因为人数增加了我们可以分开两堂的崇拜的时候于是乎那个会众那个属灵的生命能够更加得到好的喂养。
Let me share with you the last point of application.
最后一点我们想讲的应用在我们自己教会里面的。
I think all of us need to be involved in helping the church to grow in quality and quantity.
我们作为这个教会的会友，我们每一个人都有责任，就是这间教会在质量上面和数量上面的增长。
We can talk about the church all we want, but we have to start with ourselves.
我们可以说我们为了教会怎样，但是我们最重要的就是我们看回我们自己的生活怎样。
First, are we growing in our own spiritual lives?
第一就是我们自己本人，我们自己个人的属灵生命有没有成长着。
Am I growing to be more like Christ?
我是不是一路成长着，越来越像耶稣基督？
And if not,What are we going to do about it?
如果不是的时候，我自己应该要做什么？
We have Sunday school, we have fellowships, we have different groups.
我们有主日学，我们有团契可以帮助大家。
And some of you may say, well, I know all those things already.
有一些我们在座的可能说，很多东西我都知道。
Well, then maybe you should be leading them or teaching them.
如果是这样的话，不如你就出来帮手去教导人家。
But in one way or another, all of us need to be involved in the spiritual growth.
无论在哪一方面都好，我们自己个人是需要在属灵生命上面有成长。
In developing our own spiritual lives or helping someone else grow their spiritual lives.
可能是你自己的属灵生命需要成长，或者是你可以帮助另外的弟兄姊妹他的属灵生命有成长。
But all of us also need to be involved in a numerical growth or reaching out to others with the gospel.
但是我们每一座在每一位都需要在这个数量增长上面也都是 要参与。
It's not enough just to pledge money to the missions fund.
不是只是说在差传基金我们差传应献给钱出去。
Well, that's important.
这个是很重要。
But we also need to be involved personally in sharing the gospel with other people.
但是我们自己个人也是需要个人的参与在这些传福音的行动上面。
Because God has put you in a unique place in your life.
因为神摆喺你而家身处嘅环境里边。
Maybe you're the only one that could reach your family members or work colleagues.
可能系只有你先至可以同你自己身边嘅家人，同你喺工作嘅同事能够传福音。
So we can't just emphasize, oh, I'm just studying the Bible.
所以我哋唔可以就咁话，哦，我而家净系想睇圣经嘅啫。
I don't have time to reach out to new people because I'm focused on my own spiritual life.
唔可以话啊，我而家净系啲时间就要花喺我自己嘅属灵生命成长，我唔理佢传福音啦。
We need to also have this balance of a quality and quantity in our own individual lives.
所以我哋自己喺我哋自己个人嘅生活里边，亦都要平衡到呢个质量嘅成长同埋人数方面嘅数量嘅成长。
The biggest hindrance for our church in terms of numerical growth is not the lack of a larger facility.
觉得我哋教会限制住我哋增长嘅，未必系个礼堂。
It's more of the problem is our thinking or our attitude.
可能是在我们的思想和我们的态度上面。
See, there's a lot of people who may not say it, but they probably would say, I'm happy with the way things are.
我们在座当中可能不是怎样讲出来，但是可能大家有这样的心态，就说我们就这样现在就很好。
I'm comfortable with the size of this church.
现在我们已经这么多人了，我们坐在这里就这样就算了。
And if we get new people, they cause problems.
因为如果又有新的人来，他们又会带来很多麻烦。
They don't look like us, they don't act like us, they don't talk like us.
这些外面的人来到又不像我们，他们的言行举止都不像我们。
They'll take my favorite seat in the sanctuary.
如果有新人嚟嘅话，佢可能坐咗我成日惯人坐嗰个位添。
I'll have more problems finding a parking spot.
系啦，如果出边啊，如果有更加多人嚟嘅话，我哋揾位泊车仲难。
If more people come, that means we're going to have to give money for a new building.
如果又有更加多人嚟嘅，我哋又要俾钱去买一个新嘅楼宇啊。
So I just like it the way it is.
不如而家就咁样。而家维持现状咪算咯。
I'm very comfortable.
因为我哋而家好开心，好舒服。
And again, people probably not going to say it out loud, but this is what's inside their heart.
但是可能在座你们不会说出来，但你的心里面都可能有这样的态度。
And I guess I would answer this way.
但我就会作出一个这样的回应。
And I guess I've seen this firsthand because many of you know I became a grandfather earlier this year.
在今年年初的时候，大家都或者知道我现在变成了一个祖父。
And as I watched my daughter take care of her new daughter, I was reminded of what parenting is all about.
咁我睇住我自己嘅女喺度凑我个孙女嘅时候咧，我喺度回想翻我当时候个细路细嘅时候个情景。
Children are a lot of trouble.
细路仔带嚟我哋好多嘅麻烦。
They cost a lot of money.
佢会花我哋好多嘅钱。
You have to buy cribs, you have new clothes, you have to pay for diapers.
又要好多嘅婴儿用品，又要尿片，又要 BB 床。
They upset our schedule.
又会对我哋嘅生活嘅习惯嚟到去捣乱。
Sleep the way they're supposed to and wake up at the right time.
啲 BB 又唔系我哋瞓觉嗰个钟数。
And they will mess up our house.
亦都将我哋间屋嚟到搞到好乱。
Children are a lot of trouble.
小朋友会带来一个家庭很多的麻烦。
But I think we all know that also children are worth it.
但是很多当中做父母的都知道有小孩哥是值得的。
They're worth the sacrifice.
这个是值得我们的牺牲。
And our Heavenly Father, He wants more children.
我们的天父希望是见到在地上更加多他的儿女。
And maybe we're like the sibling who says, well, you know, this is going to cause more issues for me.
但可能就是好像我们的在地上兄弟那样，就说如果有更加多的兄弟进来的时候，那我会更加麻烦。
But our Heavenly Father wants more children.
但是我们深信我们的天父是希望在地上有更加多属神的儿女。
And yes, there are trouble.
有当中是有麻烦的，
but it's worth it.
但是是值得的。
And so I hope that as a church, we will be people who are willing to sacrifice not only for numerical growth, but also spiritual growth as well.
所以作为教会，我们愿意牺牲摆上在我们的数量上面有成长，我们质量上面有成长。
That God wants us to be a church that is not only growing spiritually, but also numerically.
所以我们深信神不是希望我们只是在质量上有成长，在数量上都应该有成长。
Let's bow together.
我们一起祈祷。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
天父，感谢你给我们的话语。
That teaches us, Lord, that the church needs to grow both spiritually and numerically.
教导我们在教会里面，我们在属灵上面有成长，我们在数量上面也有成长。
And that we need to grow spiritually and numerically.
我们自己个人在我们个人的属灵生命上面也有成长，也都要在帮助大人传福音上面，也都要有参与。
We admit that sometimes we are selfish.
我们承认我们有时候是有自私的想法。
We think of only our own needs.
只是想到我们自己的需要。
Our own comforts.
我自己的舒服。
But Father, help us to be like you.
但是主啊，求你让我们更加像你。
A heart like the Father.
我们的心像天父你的心肠一样。
Who desires that all be saved.
就是希望万人得救。
That each of these people grow to be like Christ.
就是这班信徒能够越来越像主耶稣基督你。
Show us ways in which we need to grow in quality and quantity.
是给我们看一见我们在质量上面，在数量上面，我们怎样去继续的成长。
In Jesus' name we pray.
为主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.